More than 100 people gathered outside of Peterborough City Hall on the morning of May 5th to honor and mourn the lives of missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people. May 5th is Red Dress Day, a national day of awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous women in Canada. The day is inspired by the Redress Project, an installation by Métis artist Jamie Black, in which she hung empty red dresses in locations such as Vancouver, BC's Seaforth Peace Park, to represent Indigenous women who have been murdered or have disappeared and whose whereabouts are unknown. To this day, Indigenous women, girls, and 2SLGBTQ+ people in Canada remain subject to disproportionate rates of domestic and gender-based violence. Indigenous women account for less than 5% of the population of Canada, but represent 24% of female victims of homicide. At a ceremony outside of City Hall, local Indigenous leaders led attendees in reflection and remembrance. Here are a few words from Chief of Hiawatha First Nation, Lori Carr.
Today we gather in red. We gather to honor and to bring awareness to the thousands of Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people who face disappropriation, violence across this country. Missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people is not just an issue, it's a human rights crisis rooted in gender-based and racialized violence. And today before I left home, I received an email from the coroner's office, and they just found an ancestor remains from a young youth that had been missing since 1968. So our missing people are still being found to this day, almost 40 years later, for this young youth. So today we gather in memory, we gather in grief, and we gather in strength. Red Dress Day is not just a symbol, it's a call to remember and a call to speak their names. Hillary Villier, murdered. Tamara Lynn Chippen, missing. Nicole Ashley Daniels, murdered. Tina Fontaine, murdered. Dolores Whitman, missing. These are just five of the more than 4,000 names, thousands of lives, thousands of stories, names that must be spoken in spaces that have too often been silent.
Following a smudge and Chief Carr's remarks, Mayor Jeff Leal and Indigenous Relations Advisor Shelley Knott read the proclamation of May 5th, as a day for remembrance of missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people in the city of Peterborough. Local Kelly Marshall performed a jingle dance, and then a flag was raised to the accompaniment of women's drumming circle Healing with Drums, performing Strong Women's Song. CFFF spoke to Shelley Knott after the conclusion of the ceremony.
My position, I've been here for a year and a half. I am the advisor for Indigenous Relations for the City of Peterborough, and I'm very honored to work here and have such a wonderful team and the support that I receive, not just from my director, but from the mayor himself and all the councillors. And last year was my first event, and I had enough to get 42 dresses that I hung up. And today, it's hard to believe, but there's actually 114 dresses hung up all throughout the City Hall. And the reason that I keep adding to it is, unfortunately, our women continue to go missing and our women continue to be murdered. And it's really honoring those individuals and to let families know that their loved ones are never forgotten, even here in the city. Right, we have our Anishinaabekwais and our Indigenous women's girls and our Two-Spirit that are missing here. And it was a real opportunity to let them know that they're not forgotten. Right, we'll never forget them. And we'll continue to raise our voices and come together as one. And that's what was so beautiful here today, is having the Urban Indigenous Working Group here. Because together we are stronger. And there is no division when we come together. And as long as we do the work from our heart, everything will always fall into place. And when I looked around the group, seeing my colleagues coming out from the office, you know, to stand there in solitary really means a lot. Not just to me as a colleague, but to our leadership to see that we are trying, right, as a city and building those relationships. So today is truly about always remembering that their loved ones are never forgotten. As long as I'm here, we'll never will forget them.
T, Bannock, and a drumming circle were also organized afterward in Centennial Park by the Ngozhawanong Friendship Center's Urban Indigenous Working Group. CFFF spoke to working group member and gender-diverse Indigenous mentor for the Ngozhawanong Friendship Center, Jess Fawson, who helped organize the installation.
Yeah, so the dolls we have around were created by community. We had two different events, one at the library, and then Lovesick Lake had an event at their location in Lakefield. And we were able to create, I think it's like 256 dolls or something like that. Yeah, we weren't exactly sure if we were going to be able to achieve that, but we did. And I think it really, the number of dolls around the park really shows the emptiness in our communities that these missing people leave. They're our family members, they are our loved ones, and this is something that's been happening for hundreds of years, and is still happening now. I'm the gender diverse Indigenous mentor at the Friendship Center, so I just noticed the disproportionate amount of queer people that go missing, and the lack of attention to those people in comparison to women, because there's so much discrimination and colonialism that is still alive in our communities that makes it so people don't get the attention that they need when they are missing. So it's really important for me to be here and for other queer people and for two-spirit people to be identified in that MMIW, because that's something that has only happened recently.
While the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls published its final report in June of 2019, girls, women, and two SLGBTQ people from Native communities continue to disappear and be subject to violence at alarming rates. Wherever we might be, and whatever we might be doing, let us take a moment to remember those who this day commemorates, and mourn the systemic and societal failures which led to their death or disappearance. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF, in Peterborough, Ngozhawanong.